From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There's been a deadly shooting during what's being described as a wedding party in downtown Buffalo, New York overnight. John Borsa is with WKPW-TV.
Police confirmed for us just about an hour ago that indeed four people were killed. Three others are recovering at the hospital, and of the three wounded, one is in very, very critical condition, according to police.
Borsa says he's been told by witnesses that one of the dead is a Texas man who was to be married this weekend, but police have not confirmed that. President Obama is supporting a proposal to build an Islamic mosque and community center near Ground Zero in New York, saying tolerance for all religions is an American value.
Let us also remember who we're fighting against and what we're fighting for. Our enemies respect no religious freedom. Al-Qaeda's cause is not Islam. It's a gross distortion of Islam.
The president addressed the mosque controversy during a White House dinner celebrating the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Opponents of the project call the proposal an insult to the people killed on 9/11. President Obama is taking his family to the Gulf Coast to help the sagging tourism economy. The president is set to arrive today and spend just over 24 hours in Panama City Beach. That's not much time compared to the family's upcoming 10-day vacation to Martha's Vineyard. But as Tramell Gomes, a member station WFSU, reports, some local residents see the trip as a promise fulfilled.
It was only a month ago when First Lady Michelle Obama visited the white sands of Panama City Beach, when sand got caught in her shoes and she said it could only mean she had to come back and visit. Dan Rowe with the Panama City Beach Visitors Bureau escorted the First Lady that day and is now ready to welcome the whole family.
We just hope they come here and have a good time, because this is a great family beach, you know, where you can just come back, relax.
There will be some business to tend to. While in the area, the president will participate in a roundtable discussion with small business owners. For NPR News, I'm Tramell Gomes in Panama City Beach.
Pakistan's prime minister says at least 20 million people are now homeless because of the relentless flooding from monsoon rains that began last month. At least 1,500 people are confirmed dead. The BBC's Mike Woldridge reports that the Pakistani army is still heading up relief efforts.
That the army is playing a key role is certainly nothing new here. They always have in response to disasters, humanitarian crises of this kind. And don't forget, this being the 63rd anniversary of Pakistan's independence from Britain, that the army's actually run this country for roughly half of that time. So they're certainly in the forefront of the operations in quite a few places. But there is also still a lot of ordinary people who feel they're not getting the assistance that they had expected.
The BBC's Mike Woldridge reporting from Islamabad. This is NPR News. A House Democrat is defending herself against charges that she violated House ethics rules. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that she's gone to the court of public opinion and is criticizing the ethics process.
California Democrat Maxine Waters says the Ethics Committee released all the alleged violations against her, but hasn't scheduled a hearing at which she could defend herself. That, said Waters, is not due process.
It prevents my constituents and the American public from getting answers, and it delays me from being able to respond to the charges.
Waters is alleged to have used her political power to help a failing bank that her husband had an interest in. She denies the charges. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.
Both Waters and New York Congressman Charles Rangel, who is also under an ethics cloud, say the process is too slow. The National Weather Service in Arizona has issued an extreme heat warning for the desert southwest for this weekend. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports temperatures are well above normal.
An excessive heat warning basically means that it's going to be really, really hot, even by Arizona standards. Temperatures are forecast to reach 115 degrees Sunday, which would be the hottest temperature recorded on that date. High temperatures have been at least 110 degrees here in the Phoenix area for an unusually long stretch this year, and that will continue at least into next week. Nighttime lows are also well above normal, with the temperature forecast to be above 90 degrees overnight for the foreseeable future. While the Midwestern United States is suffering from too much precipitation, there is little chance of rain here in the desert southwest. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.